Brandon Jacobs Jenkins' wildly extreme play, An Octoroon, is about two things he cleverly ties together: the way we buy into theatrical illusion and the way we traffic in racial stereotypes. It's a piece of unlikely storytelling and challenging theater, too. The play shifts directions and moods in a flash. Once you buy into these jarring rhythms, An Octoroon strangely begins to make sense. It starts off with a black playwright who complains he can't find enough white actors for a production of his new play. Then, on comes a long-dead Irish playwright to tell us that he can't find an American Indian for a role in his new play. Next thing you know, the black playwright's putting on white face, the Irish playwright's putting on red face, and his assistant is putting on black face. Sound confusing? It's supposed to be. What follows is the black playwright's take on the Irish playwright's work. This melodrama is set on a failing Louisiana plantation. The dialogue is shocking, especially when it involves race. And it's outrageous, and so funny that it exposes itself for its utter absence of rationale. One of Jacobs Jenkins' great gifts is his ability to play with storytelling. In one scene, the two playwrights lament the artificial devices that traditionally make plots work and that audiences buy into. Then they move on with the remainder of their trite play, which, of course, we buy into. The accomplished director, Joanna Settle, who is chief of the University of the Arts Theater Program, introduces unnecessary confusion into the first half of An Octoroon. She has the hip-hop band Il Dutes interrupting the action with songs that seem to have no relationship to an unfolding plot that's already complicated. But in the second half, she finds her footing. The gamely cast is large and headed superbly by professional Philadelphia actors James Iams, Ed Swidey, and Justin Jane. Their jobs are tough, and so is this splendid play. An Octoroon runs through April 10th at Wilma Theater. For WHYY, I'm Howard Shapiro.